and Rodney King. Images on the TV screen, our eyes don't lie. We know what we saw, but the powers that be live outside the law. So they hire the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? While Inspector got his thrill when he questioned Anita Hill. No one tried to overrule it. No one mentioned the magic bullet. They just hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Read the evidence locked up their minds. In the land of free trade, we trade in fear. Make sure they don't read it. Make sure they don't heed. No, no, no. Tried to oust the Federal Reserve. He tried to stop the dogs of war, to house the homeless and feed the poor. But they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Read between the lines, betray the evidence, lock up their minds. In the land of free trade, we trade in fear. Make sure they don't read it, make sure they don't hear. No, no, no. That day in Dallas, they sealed Jack's fate, then they moved right into the Watergate. Yeah, they say it was one man who shot Jack, but 16 Kuwaitis just got bushwhacked. So they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Who do they think they're kidding?
Hello, this is Paul Kangas, and this is the program Reality Sandwich, the continuing investigation into the assassinations of John Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Dorothy Kilgallen, and such. Wasn't that the most unique song you've ever heard we just played on this program? It was so unique, and probably people are raving listening to it right now. So I'll play it again later in the program. But it was an amazing rendition done, I don't know exactly what the title of it is even, and it's Who Do They Think They're Kidding, of course, by Rabia. And Rabia can be contacted if you're interested in hearing more of her music at 552-4682. She is an original artist here in the Bay Area. She produced that tune specifically for this program. And it was an amazing singing analysis comparing the attacks on Anita Hill and the attacks on JFK. And many people probably noticed during the Anita Hill hearing, the Clarence Thomas hearing, that the same liar, the same lawyer, hey, did you hear the joke about the dead lawyer? Well, here's another reason why jokes about dead lawyers are so common. The lawyer who cross-examined Anita Hill was Arlen Specter, Arlen Specter is probably one of the biggest liars in the world. He would make Adolf Hitler blush. Arlen Specter was one of those people that has been covering up the assassination of John Kennedy for 30 years for the CIA and has been attacking anybody who dares to question the official lies, the Warren fiction. So it's so great to hear Rabia produce a song that helps to expose the Arlen Specters of the world. And hopefully Rabia will be able to play live at the Hilton Hotel next Tuesday evening, July 27th, where we're doing a special conference on the Kennedy assassination covering John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and Dorothy Kilgallen. So if you're interested in that, please call our office at 897-0153 for tickets to the special event at the Hilton Hotel on Tuesday, 6 p.m., 6 to 10 p.m. And the office number again is 897-0153, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 422-644. San Francisco, 94142. Now, a slight caveat. Of course, let me tell you a lawyer's joke. People are probably still wondering about the murder of the lawyers down in San Francisco last week and wondering whether or not lawyer's jokes are in. Well, see, the reason that people shoot lawyers, and in this town, a lawyer gets shot dead probably once every 6 months. It's just, you know, common occurrence. It's so common, it's like a fender bender anymore. A lawyer got killed? Oh, yeah? Well, what else is new? The reason this goes on is because lawyers have tremendous power, and they abuse that power, and they abuse the people that they're supposed to be serving. Justice is a word you will rarely hear come out of a lawyer's mouth. I mean, most lawyers are absolute crooks. Not all of them, but most lawyers are absolute crooks. And you read the tear-jerking stories about the lawyers who were killed in San Francisco, and you say to yourself, hey, these people, they live totally outside of reality. They get paid $150, $200 an hour, and so they don't have to think about the conditions of poverty in this country. They don't care that we don't have medical care in this country. For instance, you don't find the ABA or even the National Lawyers Guild coming out supporting the single-payer system, because lawyers, even the liberals in the National Lawyers Guild, make so much money that they don't have to worry about medical care for the rest of us. And that's the reason lawyers get shot, because they don't have to care, they don't have to feel. And that's the reason there's such a high divorce rate amongst lawyers, is they lack feelings. So please don't call me and tell me lawyers' jokes are in bad taste. You know why New Jersey has the most toxic waste dumps and California has the most lawyers? Because New Jersey got the first choice. That was their first pick. They'd rather have toxic waste dumps than lawyers. And most of the world would be better off if most of the lawyers were gone, one way or the other. You've heard the jokes about what do you call 100 dead lawyers? And the answer, the joke line, is a good beginning. Well, unfortunately, you can't eliminate the plague of lawyers on society by shooting them all. Think of all the terrible air pollution that would be happening with all those guns going off. So we don't want to pollute the air, but we've got to do something about them. So what you have to do is complain and complain and complain about lawyers ripping people off, and send complaints to the state bar all the time. Now, of course, the state bar is a bunch of crooks themselves and will do little or nothing to prosecute. And if you file, by the way, if you file a complaint against a lawyer with the state bar, and then you call up the state bar to find out if there are any complaints against that lawyer, they won't tell you. So complaining to the state bar sometimes gets a few of the crooks disbarred, but usually it doesn't. So what we have to do is we have to tell more lawyers' jokes. I mean, the reason lawyers' jokes are so popular is because lawyers are so despicable, so unfeeling, so uncaring, so absolutely isolated from reality. When lawyers start doing more pro bono work, start helping the poor, start helping society in some ways that makes it obvious they're helping society and not ripping people off, then there will be fewer lawyers' jokes, they won't be so funny, and there will be fewer dead lawyers laying on Market Street. But until that point, the number of dead lawyers laying on Market Street is going to keep growing and growing until lawyers get the point. You can't keep ripping off society. Even if you take a look at people like Arlen Specter and most of the people who defend the CIA from the criticism that the CIA was directly involved in the assassination of John Kennedy, are lawyers. What are lawyers? Paid liars. Paid liars who will repeat any ridiculous lie, most of them will, long as you pay them money. And that's pretty silly that somebody could have that low of moral scruples that they cannot see there are some things they should not do. For instance, you won't find lawyers attempting to investigate the assassination of John Kennedy. Why, they would never associate with any project that deals with the investigation of the president. And they're lawyers. They don't put their hands in icky stuff like that. Or, for instance, trying to reopen the investigation into Robert Kennedy, Senator Robert Kennedy, or Dr. Martin Luther King. I was thinking of Senator Robert Kennedy's case because there's a guy in prison, Sirhan Sirhan, who did not kill Robert Kennedy. And he's been in prison for 25 years, and you can't find lawyers who would consider filing a writ of habeas corpus in that case because Sirhan Sirhan's an Arab, a Semite, and most lawyers are anti-Semitic. Even the ones that claim to be partly Semitic, they're so brainwashed by the media into not understanding the situation with the framing of Sirhan Sirhan and the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy, that they won't touch anything at all that seems tainted, that seems soiled, that seems bent. So when you have a song comes up, like Rabia doing a song analyzing the framing of Anita Hill, the attacks on Anita Hill, and the assassination of John Kennedy, I just feel so proud to present material like that on the air because lawyers like Arlen Specter and lawyers like Richard Nixon give lawyers such a bad name that, and since the majority of the lawyers participate in that slime and do nothing to try and rectify their situation. They do nothing to try and improve the image of lawyers by helping society. Then lawyers get the jokes that they get. And this vast conspiracy that exists to cover up the lies by the media is the point of Rabia's song, that the media gets away with lying to us because many of us have to work for a living and we trust the media to tell the truth when and we have very few alternatives. And even the liberal media like KPFA and the Bay Guardian are so milquetoasty, so backward. You know what they do for news? They read the New York Times and then regurgitate it on the air. That's what KPFA does for news. Their reporters are so, oh, so polite and all trying to be professionals like Dan Rather, so that if you call them up with some information that's different than the CIA told them, that's different than the New York Times told them, they will hang up the phone on you. They have no use for alternative points of view on stations like KPFA or the Bay Guardian that deal with the assassinations. Yet, if we're ever to protect our democracy, if we're to ever be able to save the future, if we're ever be able to get presidents that are not terrorized by the CIA, that are not afraid of the CIA, that can stand up to the CIA the way Kennedy did, then we're simply going to have to be able to expose the role of the CIA and George Bush and Richard Nixon and E. Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis in the assassinations of John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy. Now, occasionally there are media folks who do stand up. And most recently, this incredible reporter in Memphis, Tennessee, who was actually just an ordinary liberal white guy who was just going to do a story on the Martin Luther King assassination. He was just going to do an ordinary story about the King assassination, and he was trying to find some original material just to give his story some journalistic pretense. And he accidentally stumbled upon probably the greatest story written in this country in the last 25 years on the King assassination. He met a retired Army intelligence officer who explained to him that U.S. Army intelligence had been surveilling the Martin Luther King family even before Martin Luther King was born, and that the U.S. Army intelligence had 8 Green Beret snipers following Dr. Martin Luther King around the country all of 1968, trying to get a position on him, trying to get the crosshairs on him, trying to kill Dr. Martin Luther King. And they were not able to achieve their goal until they were able to get good positions and good angles and close enough where they couldn't be caught in Memphis, Tennessee. And so that we now have strong, direct evidence that the actual assassins of Dr. Martin Luther King were none other than 8 Green Beret snipers placed around King by the Central Intelligence Agency, and the assassination was then carefully covered up by the FBI. I mean, I find it just a little bit strange that Dr. Martin Luther King was killed in Memphis, Tennessee, and yet the Tennessee branch of the FBI did not investigate the assassination. Oh no. Instead, the famous FBI Get King Squad from the hometown of Dr. Martin Luther King was sent to Memphis after the assassination to investigate, that is, to cover up the assassination. The Atlanta, Georgia branch of the FBI was known amongst the FBI agents as the Get King Squad. They had the job. They were assigned by Hoover to kill Dr. Martin Luther King. And so in coordination with U.S. Army intelligence and the FBI and the CIA. Now I'll tell you something. I can't say this on the air unless it's at least true, because I could be sued by Army intelligence, by the FBI, by the CIA for saying this, unless I could defend myself with the truth. The truth is, we want the files. The truth is, they're not going to give us the files until we put tremendous pressure on them. But at the same time, they're afraid to sue me, because they know that if they sue me, I could then obtain the records necessary through discovery and prove what I'm saying, especially now that this news story about the 8 Green Beret snipers that killed Dr. Martin Luther King was published in the Memphis newspaper. It was then picked up and carried nationwide by 40 newspapers around the country. Almost all the newspapers, by the way, that reprinted the story were black. Almost no white newspaper in all of the whole United States reprinted the story. The racism in America is so strong, so powerful, it blinds these white newspapers to the story. They read it and they say, oh my God, here's a white reporter in Memphis, Tennessee, claims that 8 Green Beret snipers killed Dr. Martin Luther King. Why, isn't that outrageous? How can they publish stuff like that? And so the white newspapers look at it and say, oh, we really can't reprint stuff like that. I mean, even if it is true, it's just so outrageous. Can you imagine what the military, the army must think? Why, their good name is being drugged through the mud and the blood with this story. So white newspapers, like the whites down there at the Bay Guardian, choose to ignore reality, much as lawyers choose to ignore reality. And so the black newspapers are left with the burden of uncovering the whites who killed Dr. Martin Luther King. And let's see. Now, towards this end, I'm going to play this tune again by Rabia now, so that if you want to tape it, I hope she doesn't mind me doing this, but I think that her work is important. Rabia, now doing Who Do They Think They're Kidding? And again, if you want to contact Rabia and her musical group, 552-4682.
JFK and Rodney King, images on the TV screen. Our eyes don't lie, we know what we saw, but the powers that be live outside the law. So they hire the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Inspector got his thrills when he questioned the need of heel. No one tried to overrule it. No one mentioned the magic bullet. They just hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Betrayed the evidence, locked up their minds. In the land of free trade, we trade in fear. Make sure they don't read it, make sure they don't hear. No, no, no. Tried to oust the Federal Reserve. He tried to stop the dogs of war, to house the homeless and feed the poor. But they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Between the lines, betray the evidence, lock up their minds. In the land of free trade, we trade in fear. Make sure they don't read it, make sure they don't hear. No, no, no. That day in Dallas, they sealed Jack's fate, and they moved right into the Watergate. Yeah, they say it was one man who shot Jack, but 16 Kuwaitis just got bushwhacked. So they hired the media to do their bidding. Who do they think they're kidding? Who do they think they're kidding?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rabia. And if people would like to see the music of Rabia, she'll be at the Hilton Hotel July 27th at 6 p.m. performing during the special JFK conference at the Hilton Hotel. If you're interested in tickets, please call our office at 897-0153 and we'll get you a ticket to the special JFK conference. It's going to be covering the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X, and now this new blockbuster story, the Nixon setting up the shooting of George Wallace. You probably heard it talked about on this program. And if you haven't and you're interested in the topic, you want to find out what that is about, please call our office at 897-0153. We're also going to be talking about what Clinton is doing. Is Clinton doing anything similar to what John Kennedy did to get himself shot? Remember, if you want to understand the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, whom the FBI labeled as a Viet Cong, the Army intelligence labeled as a Viet Cong, and so they hunted down Dr. Martin Luther King just like he was a Viet Cong. If you want to understand the whys of the assassinations, come to the conference. For instance, what is Clinton doing that could get him shot? You got to understand, everybody in Congress, everybody in the government is afraid of the terrorists, the secret murder incorporated that the CIA and the banks run in this country. That's why nobody in Congress, and I mean nobody in Congress, will speak up about the assassinations other than Henry Gonzalez of Texas. He is the only congressman who has come to grips with the reality that, hey, we all have to die someday, and I'd rather die standing on my feet fighting the good cause rather than to be kneeled down by the terrorists of the CIA, the bankers terrorists, the bully boys for the banks, and be silenced about the assassinations. So Henry Gonzalez is one hero we have up there. The rest of them are pretty much terrorized into silence. So what's Clinton doing? Well, for instance, John Kennedy fired the head of the CIA and put the president of General Electric in prison for price fixing. Clinton just fired the head of the FBI after somewhat of a battle, actually. And so it's pretty obvious Clinton is doing some independent thinking that probably wouldn't have been done by some other Democrat. I think people may not understand this yet, that Clinton is probably the best thing that could have happened to this country today. He's got the experience to do what needs to be done, and we have to evaluate each move he makes. But for my money, he's done some great things. The three best things Clinton's done is raising taxes on the rich more than Bush would do. And some people tell me, they say, hey, he didn't raise taxes on the rich enough. Well, that's true, I agree. But would you rather have Clinton president or Bush? That was the choice. I'm not sure what Ross Perot would have done. Ross Perot seems to applaud Clinton on half of his moves. Another thing Clinton did that was good was the Motor Voter Bill, doubled the number of registered voters in the United States. He also passed a bill to give more money to high school students who want to go to college. It's called the National Service Act, $10,000 to each high school student that wants to go to college. If you want it, you better apply for it now, even if you're a junior in high school. And Clinton's done a lot of other good things, like legalizing RU486. So these are the whys that are causing the rich and the bankers and the military-industrial complex to put their crosshairs on Clinton and to threaten Clinton and to jawbone Clinton to try and not have to assassinate him. You know, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us was trying to take over the country, that did take over the country and controls this country to this day. The military-industrial complex, specifically Army intelligence, is could not stop John Kennedy. John Kennedy would not back up when they said stop. And that's why. That's why Kennedy was shot. You know, as to who shot Kennedy, those are, you know, interesting debates. But why Kennedy is shot is more important than who shot him. Not only that, why the major media in this country cover up the assassination, that's more important than who shot John Kennedy. So the three important issues here are why Kennedy was shot and why the media covers it up, and then thirdly, who shot John Kennedy? Now, of course, it's important to understand this, and one of the few left voices that's doing it is Michael Parente. That's impressive to see somebody on the left finally wake up and realize the significance of the Kennedy assassination, because most of the people on the left are little different than the people on the right when it comes to the assassinations. So, if you want to talk about why John Kennedy was killed, and why the media is covering it up, and who killed John Kennedy, and you want to see specific evidence covering the role of Richard Nixon and George Bush, please come to the special JFK conference Tuesday, July 27th at the Hilton. You'll need a ticket and a reservation, 897-0153 to get a reservation. That's 897-0153. Grab a pencil. I'll give it to you one last time, and then we have to say goodbye for today and prepare for the conference, which is going to be this coming Tuesday. So please call our office at 897-0153 if you're interested in going to the conference Tuesday, 6 p.m., the Hilton. That's at O'Farrell and Mason Street. You enter at Mason and O'Farrell. And if you don't have a reservation, I seriously doubt if you'll be able to get in, although you might call our office and check. But most of the tickets are sold now. There's a few left. And if you do want to go, you might be able to get in. Please give us a call. 897-0153. This is it.